Hello and welcome to The Giving Exchange.
The Giving Exchange.
The Giving Exchange with me, Michael Dale.
Me, Oliver Morris.
And you, Tom Harrison.
Well, you, Tom Harrison.
Yeah, me, sorry.
You're Tom Harrison. We also have many people in the studio. We've got a lot going on today. Ollie, what have we got coming up?
We've got a lot of things coming up. We've got some interviews that we've been taking during the week. We had Reese Hughes, the head of programming for Radio 1 and 1 Extra, came in to give some of the radio students a talk. So we've got an interview with him. We've got interviews with To Kill a King that we'll be kind of playing a little extract of later. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of stuff. We're going to be celebrating Red Nose Day today with a number of silly activities, including drawing on our own faces. We're going to be changing the face of the station in terms of the sort of jingles that we use. And also we're going to be celebrating the life of Terry Pratchett, who sadly passed away yesterday. So a lot of stuff. Maybe I shouldn't have ended on the sad one. We've also got Tom Gherkin in the thing, who's going to be doing a 27-hour game-a-thon for Red Nose Day.
That's mad.
For some reason. So we're going to be finding out why later.
I'd quite like to know why.
They've taken up our gallery here in Studio One.
Yeah.
So they got beanbags in there and just like thousands of calorie-lorific sort of foods and drinks to keep them up for 27 hours. So it'll be fun to watch them kind of disintegrate, possibly.
No, it will do. I'm looking forward to watch them disintegrate.
Yeah.
We wish them the best of luck, though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Tom, what have you got? There seems to be something placed in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only the little microcorg.
Ah. From which so we heard earlier.
Yeah. So we've been doing a few. We've been making a few jingles. We might be doing a few more live. Watch this Korg-shaped space.
We're also going to be playing some songs from the Burst playlist, which went up at the start of this week. And to kick that off, this is Gagarin by Public Service Broadcasting.
Love this song.
This is Moscow. This is Moscow Korg. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship around the Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alekseyevich.
First cosmonaut, the first to open the door into the unknown, the first to step over the threshold of our homeland. The whole planet knew him and loved him.
Gagarin.
Was it hazardous? Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made. The hero who blazed the trail for the stars.
One of us was with Yuri Gagarin as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us. Astronaut to Earth. I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Gagarin.
I do apologize. My mic went up, and I was like, "I'll do this." And then
I'll
you,
do this.
I'm so sorry. I'll pass
Ollie,
it back over
Ollie,
to you.
Ollie. Gagarin by Public Service Broadcasting. Now, I mean, you were so excited by the track.
I was so excited.
Yeah,
by the
you
track.
Couldn't help just jumping in and.
I just wanted to tell everyone all about it.
Yeah, it's from an album called Race for Space.
Mm. Which is all just space songs and tracks. The way that Public Service Broadcasting work as a band is they take lots of archive footage, kind of propaganda footage, this kind of stuff, and they use it to sew together songs. Mm. So the song Gagarin is about the first Russian cosmonaut Gagarin, and it just uses kind of reports from America, media put out by Moscow and all that in order to create this kind of very exciting song about going to space.
Yeah,
we're going to space! It's going to be great.
Well, it's like a little three-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, loving it. No, it's a really good song. Really great awesome. Kind of funky groove going to it. And, you know, look forward to hearing the rest of the album.
Mm.
Cracking stuff. Guys.
Yeah.
We are now going to talk about some of the jingles that we've been producing today.
Mm.
In sort of, you know, in aid of kind of Red Nose Day, changing our face, changing the face of the station. We've heard from Tom Harrison earlier about how he's got his Korg is in studio. It is live in studio. And earlier on, we produced some sort of jingles, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of jingles being the...
Almost jingles.
Let's try this one out.
We want to hear one. Right.
Okay.
That's one.
No, so that's one of the good ones.
So that'd be one if you were going to a serious topic.
Definitely. That would be a serious one.
That's sort of going into news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Whereas, you know, a more sort of light.
Oh, look. Who's that? It's Comedy Mouse. I think he's trying to tell us something. What's he saying? Listen to Burst.
That's more so, sort of...
Yeah, Comedy Mouse there, the regular character on this show.
Mm. I mean, we've all had a Comedy Mouse run around in the studio,
yeah,
stealing bits of cheese and witty remarks that we leave idly on the floor.
Yeah. Beating up cats.
And he had some...
Yeah, he's ruthless when it comes to cats.
Yeah.
He had some words of wisdom. He had some words of wisdom there, didn't he?
Mm. Some squeaks of wisdom.
Some squeaks of wisdom.
Yeah.
More of those jingles are going to be sprinkled throughout the show. We're going to get Tom to do some ones live in the studio.
That'll be excellent.
After this track, we'll be
celebrating the life of Terry Pratchett. I'm going to be telling you some facts about him, and you're going to be acting surprised. Because
I actually will be surprised, probably.
Mm.
Excellent. Well, that's good. So we'll do that after this next song, which is Blood Science by Affairs.
We'll be right back.
That last unsure burst at the end.
That was Affairs by Blood Science, who are on our playlist. And I chatted to Jack, the bass player, last Monday. And you can hear that interview at 2 o'clock on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in the Burst playlist show.
Remember, please tell us what you think of these jingles, what you're thinking of the show, especially the jingles. We'd like some feedback on the jingles, but you can do that by contacting us at Burst Radio on Twitter,
yep,
or on our Facebook page, or you can even leave a comment on our post for today, mm-hmm, at www.burst.co.uk.
Yeah, you can also email, but I don't think people would email it now, would they?
Email is almost like regular mail now in terms of getting information
across.
It
sort of is, isn't it? Oh, that's sort of laughable. Or email into a show, no. Tweet.
No.
Quicker.
Snapchat.
Snapchat. Yeah, get us on the... We should get a Snapchat.
Do you want to get a Snapchat?
Nah, probably not.
No.
Like, this is my favourite bit of the radio, is just not being seen, which is, of course, not what's going to happen today.
No.
You're going to see all seven dimensions of my face. The four of which are hidden, like, in actual space and time. But, you know, it's going to be quite good.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
For one.
So now we're going to move on to sort of celebrating Terry Pratchett. Terry Pratchett was a writer who I was a huge fan of, and a number of people in kind of Britain were and around the world were a huge fan of him. He was never, like... The critics of him were quite mean, because he was one of these people who wrote comedy. And when you write comedy, you're not considered a sort of serious writer in some ways. But he was very much kind of very on the cutting edge and very interesting and clever writer. Kind of took influences from P.G. Woodhouse, Jerome K. Jerome, as well as kind of other sort of sci-fi and fantasy authors. So you guys... Tom, Michael, you guys aren't particularly familiar with his work. Or him as a person. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you 10 Terry Pratchett facts that you may not have known.
Good.
So the first is that he wasn't always an author. He never, you know, when he started writing, he wasn't an author. He started in journalism. And he was a journalist for his local paper for years and years. And then he moved to the press. He moved to the press department of an electronic company. So an electric company, like a plant, which is where he started talking to people like Neil Gaiman and stuff. The second is, during his lifetime, he wrote over 70 books.
It's a good effort.
Yeah.
41 of which took place in this universe he created called the Discworld, which the best way he ever described it was by saying it was like Tolkien. It was like Middle Earth, except in the Industrial Age.
Right.
So it was full of these kind of, you know, weird things like goblins and magic. But, you know, if he needed to get a large amount of latex for a plot, there would be somewhere in Ankh-Morpork, this kind of fictional London equivalent in this town, where he would be able to get it. Along with his books, he also had a number of adaptions of his work, as early as his kind of Colour of Magic, which was his first book. That was adapted for Radio 4 by The Woman's Hour, along with his book Weird Sisters, which is about kind of the three witches on... Is it Hampstead Heath in Macbeth? I can't remember which Heath. There are a lot of Heaths in that play.
Is it not set mainly in Scotland?
It is set mainly in Scotland.
It's not Hampstead Heath.
Not Hampstead Heath at all.
I'm pretty sure it's mainly Scotland, Macbeth.
But that's kind of where he first started to build up a fan following. And later, when he released The Amazing Maurice, that was when he got a lot of acclaim. Yeah. But he was involved in a number of adaptions for radio, for film, for television. And it also included four games of his Discworld series, including Discworld Noir, which was a more or less straight-up parody pastiche of noir books and noir novels and films. But, you know, set in, you know, Tolkien land, set in Ankh-Morpork. So... very excellent writer for kind of combining and changing genres and stuff. He was also a technophile. He had one of the first ZX Spectrum computers released in 1984, and up until his recent death, he used to have 6 monitors when he was writing.
Yeah, I've seen
coming out
of
his computer. Yeah, no, you'll see they tower over him. He's like he's in Star Trek. I imagine that's what Georgie LaForge saw when he was in Next Generation, when he had the visor on, just like walls and walls of text. He was basically the Terminator,
right?
With the amount of information he was taking in all the time. So that's the first 4 facts. What do you reckon? What do you see in this guy so far? From what I've told you.
Sort of interesting guy.
He is. He was a very interesting
guy. Picture for me, yeah.
I mean, it's very interesting because the most press coverage he's had was since he kind of had his Alzheimer's diagnosis. And when he first got that, he donated $1 million to the Alzheimer's Research Trust.
Wow. Mm.
When he was asked why he did it, he said, "I want to fight the disease."
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like a very obvious thing to him. And I think he was kind of annoyed by journalists going, "Well, why would you donate money to a thing that's, you know, that you're affected by?"
Mm. Seems to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the great things I found when I was researching all this is about his knighthood, because he took the knighthood very, very seriously. Incredibly seriously. He was knighted in 2010, and he suddenly realized he didn't have a sword or a coat of arms. So there is this great story about him making a kiln in his back garden in Somerset, finding iron ore around, and including some ore from a meteorite that had crashed in Somerset, and building a sword out of it.
Wow.
Which he christened, which you're supposed to do when you're a knight. you have a christened sword. That's why Excalibur is a thing. And he called it Thunderbolt Iron.
Thunderbolt Iron.
Yes. And as you can see, I've put up on the screen here, and it will, I'm sure all the media is taking this in. He had his own coat of arms.
Yeah.
So he did.
Yes, he did. In the middle, there's an ankh, which I think represents Ankh Morpork, and the Latin inscription, and you'll have to apologize my pronunciation, is Noli Timor Messorium,
yeah,
which roughly translates as "Don't fear the reaper."
Don't fear the reaper.
Just like Blue Oyster Cult. Yes. Exactly like Blue Oyster Cult. He was a great friend of Neil Gaiman. They were friends since Mort, which was, I think, his 4th book, and that was in kind of 1980-something. I had that fact in my head, and then it just flew away. Just flew away. And Neil Gaiman wrote very passionately about his friend. About 6 months before he died, he wrote an article about the rage of Terry Pratchett and how all his work is driven by a sense of fairness, like a very acute sense of what is fair and what isn't fair. And he talks about this rage that drives his books, rather than Terry Pratchett being a jolly old elf, as he was sometimes described. And he said the thing that Terry taught him is to take that rage and put it into writing. The final thing is his Twitter page. So Terry Pratchett had a Twitter, like, you know, every, you know, media savvy person. You know, yeah. He was a huge technophile, so yeah, that made sense. After his death, his daughter took over his Twitter page and put 3 things up. So if you could just type in Terry and Rob, we will see the last 4 tweets that Terry Pratchett will ever tweet out. That's the one, yep. So he had a character called Death in a lot of his books, who was a anthropomorphic personification of death, who used to speak in all caps. And you can see the last 4 tweets. "At last, Sir Terry, we must walk together. Terry took Death's arm and followed him through the doors and to the black desert under the endless night." And it then leads to a post of his obituary by Penguin, and then simply says, "The end." So going out with a flourish,
yeah,
even nice. Posthumously,
yeah, that's very nice.
We have lost a really great writer.
Mm.
We have lost an excellent storyteller, and he will be truly missed, I think. Yeah,
yeah. I'm probably gonna, you know, delve into the stuff. I don't know. I just never really. It was never really kind of. No one I knew was reading it. He's younger, so that's why I didn't really kind of pick it up. But
he's always been there. He's always just kind of been in the collective consciousness. But it's always,
yeah,
when
kind of just underneath, yeah, all the other big names.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he's very much worth seeking out. I think there's been a couple of programs on BBC Radio 4 where they're digging up old kind of footage and archive and stories he did. Listen to his Desert Island discs, for example, and seek out those adaptions because they're very good. If you haven't heard Good Omens, for example.
Mm.
This is a good time to listen to Good Omens. and to buy books and all that sort of stuff.
There was a few television adaptions as well, wasn't there, on was it Sky?
Sky,
a couple of years ago,
Yes, The Hogfather and Making Money and Going Postal, I think. They were, yeah, no, they were very good.
Yeah, should go back and check them out.
Absolutely.
Go back and check them out.
So thanks, Terry. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and thanks, Ollie, for those interesting facts.
It's no problem.
Very nice to hear. Nice to hear about, you know, an author you don't know. We're now going to move on to a song called Silver Wings by Thrice.
Silver wings.
That was Thomas the Rhymer by Steel Ice Ban, which was Terry Pratchett's favourite song, according to Desert Island Discs. It's great. It's very weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Very strange.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it's very nice stuff.
Just speaking of Terry Pratchett, we will have Dirk Maggs, who helped adapt... well, he was the lead adaptation guy. He's got a much better title than that. He was the editor and director. Yeah. He was the editor and director of Good Omens.
That's what he's got on his CV.
Excellent.
Lead adaption guy,
Dirk Maggs. He's going to be joining us in Burst on the 26th of March. So we've got that to look forward to.
I do look forward to that very much.
What have we got to look forward to right now?
So we're situated in a studio. And in the gallery across from us, we have some goings-on, some very exciting goings-on in aid of Red Nose Day, where Tom Gherkin, the 2013 MARPA, who was the station manager of Burst back then, and he was an award-winning station manager, no less, is doing a 27-hour game-a-thon.
Goodness.
Goodness gracious me. I mean, is the man mad?
Sane.
I think he's mad. I think he's mad. We're going to be talking to him later on, finding out what's going on. You can watch his trials and tribulations on www.twitch.tv/pigeon, which is spelled P-I-J-J-I-N. And I think we can
pigeon.
We can have a little listen in to the there's a live feed they have where you can watch them as they play,
which we are doing now. Bewildering.
It's bewildering also because there's a lag of sort of 10 seconds, so I mean we can see them, but then what we see on the screen is different to what we're seeing. It's crazy. But I mean, if you log on at home, you'll be able to have a nice little feed where you can watch them play in the games, and it looks like they're playing sort of old, very old games that look a bit naff, to be honest.
I mean, this look naff.
It looks pretty naff.
They haven't got that AAA quality sheen, have they?
No. They've got a little timer of how long left. And at the moment, it's 26 hours, 47 minutes and 47 seconds.
Well, good luck to them.
I think good luck to them. Should we hear how they're getting on?
I pity whoever has to, you know, look after them, you know, late at night.
And was it beetroot or rhubarb? One of those. Right. Stuff that over here you would just never see.
I feel like it could be weirder.
Sure.
No, don't be too aggressive. When you say weird options, I'm thinking, you know, grilled wasp or whatever. And that's not just
why wasp came.
Grilled wasps.
Who knows what that was about?
If you have any idea what that was about,
yeah, answers on a postcard.
Let us know. But I mean, we're going to be talking to Tom later, and that link again is www.twitch.tv/pigeon, which is P-I-J-J-I-N. Guys, what have we got coming up on the show, Ollie?
Oh, so much. So much you could be fit to burst. Hey.
Which is apt.
Burst.
Which is apt.
We're going to be drawing on our faces later for the amusement of ourselves and, of course, for you at home. And we'll be posting those videos and pictures of that as we, you know, deface our own visage. Deface our facades, you know, all that stuff. We're also going to be, we've got an interview with Rhys Hughes coming up.
Yeah.
Conducted by myself and the station manager of Nerve, Ryan Thrussell.
Yeah.
Who I managed to call Nerve Thrussell earlier. And we worked out that
Russell.
Yeah. If you condense Ryan Thrussell's name, it's just Russell.
Yeah. Which is easier, isn't it?
But you kind of want a name like, you know, if you combine Tom Harrison, you get Tarrison or Hom. Depending on...
Hom's good. Hom.
Or Michael Dale, you get Male.
Male, which is what I am.
Which is ironic.
Or Dykel. You know, but Ryan Thrussell Russell. I guess you've got Thryan. But that seems counterintuitive.
Russell's better.
But yeah, so an interview with Ryan Thrussell and Rhys Hughes, head of programming for Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra.
And that's all coming up.
That's all coming up.
All of that after Compare Scars by To Kill a King.
Fantastic.
Frayed my heart, now you're pulling the fret. So my life's where you lead. Though I'm lost in ways words can't explain, still I know I should be. And I No, it's hard when they're calling your name. Keep your head straight, keep your head straight. I know it's hard when they're calling your name. Keep your head straight, keep your head straight.
Compare Scars by To Kill a King. That is the first song off their new album of the same name of the band, To Kill a King. Not that was
what?
Confusing. No, I played the song Compare Scars, but that's off the album To Kill a King.
Self-titled album.
But yeah, that's what the word is, self-titled.
Yeah.
I had a chat with Ralph from To Kill a King, who's the lead singer, last Monday.
How was he?
Oh, lovely guy. I am such a fan of the band, and I kind of opened up the interview telling him that I'm this huge fan, and he was just everything I hoped he would be.
Did you meet your heroes?
Oh, I fangirled it horrendous. So basically, I've got a little interview with Ralph coming up on Monday, which is part of Music Monday. But I thought I'd give you a little teaser of it now. So this was me chatting to Ralph last week. And so you said you are 4 days into the tour.
Yeah, we did Nottingham, Glasgow and Manchester, and now we're currently back in my hometown of Leeds, at the Brudenell. We're just, the rest of the lads are loading in. In fact, it was very fortuitous when you called, because they're loading the gear in and I can't obviously help. So, yeah, perfect timing, thank you.
I've done you a favour there. Is it nice kind of playing in your hometown, so to speak?
It is, but it's weird because I moved away 7 years ago. I think it's one of those things of, it's not, London's definitely the sort of homecoming show. When we do Shepherd's Bush, that's going to be the sort of the big one. But it's nice. My folks come, and it's a bit more of a weird one. They sort of, I suppose because my parents and my sister come, and like their friends, so it's more, I think I feel slightly more self-conscious Right. And I don't know. I think the show gains stuff because it's more, it's like more family sort of thing. But maybe also I don't do slightly the same chat that I would if they weren't there. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's that sort of thing.
Hi there, Station Master. One return ticket to Burst, please.
That'll be 3 shillings. All aboard the radio train.
Next stop, radio.
And we've just pulled in to the station here at Burst. Oh, that was one of our jingles we did earlier.
Yeah, one of our wacky jingles.
We have a Korg in studio, and we have an artist in
attached
studio.
Attached to it.
Yeah, who goes by the name of Tom Harrison. Tom,
yeah.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
How do you feel the pressure?
What, of jingle making?
Yeah, jingle maker.
Not really, because if I have to follow like stuff like that, you know, they're all a bit... they're kind of wacky noises rather than actually having to put together something proper. But yeah, yeah.
So you're transfixed by our Twitch stream.
I am.
Here,
I can't
you?
Take my eyes off it. It's like watching a fire.
Are you like an old school?
No, I'm not an arsonist. But you know when you're in front of the fireplace and you just kind of get mesmerised. Yeah. By
Tom
it.
There is referring to the 27-hour gamathon that Tom Gherkin is doing next door. Mm. They still have 26 hours 38 minutes.
Ooh,
but I know what you mean. It's sort of compulsive watching, isn't it?
Mm.
It's
are you drawing inspiration for it for another jingle?
I wasn't, but since you said that, I wish I kind of was.
Well, could you pretend that you were?
Yes, I am. I'm drawing inspiration from it.
Excellent.
For the next jingle.
Tom, could you give us a live...
A live jingle?
A live jingle now.
What's it? Is this on? Yeah, this is on. do we know what game they're playing?
Video game.
Playing Back to the Future.
Back to the Future on...
How's that?
Very good.
It's about right, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah.
Back
very
to the
very good.
Could you hear the inspiration? Because I've mentioned
Carter
it.
And Fugue, yeah.
Well, that, I think that cadence is used in the old Toccata and Fugue. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a fairly common one from the Baroque period.
Fairly common song. Mm. If you, the listener, wanna give Tom any suggestions of what he can put in his jingle,
yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that by tweeting into @BurstRadio or leaving a comment on our Facebook page.
That's right.
You can give him things to say. You can tell him noises that you want to be made.
Yeah, you can tell him to do anything.
I can do all the comedy noises. Whack, whack, oops, you know, all that.
You can do all the comedy noises.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
More from Tom later on. Ollie, hit me.
Thank you very much. So Rhys Hughes, the head of programming for BBC Radio 1 and BBC Radio 1 Extra, came in earlier this week to talk to the radio students, some media production students, about his experiences working with the BBC and about his experiences working with Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra. Mm-hmm. Myself and Ryan Thrussell, the station manager of Nerve, were able to get hold of him on his busy schedule. And got him in the studio to talk about his experiences at Radio 1 and his experiences here, because he used to be a student here.
He did indeed, didn't he?
Before it was the university. So we asked him what it was like being back on campus.
It's really bizarre, I've got to be honest. I was thinking on the train, I think it's 28 years since I left. And when I was here, it was, I don't know, campus of about 3,000 probably. And I think it's just... a different, you know, completely different. All these new buildings have sprung up. It was the Dorset Institute of Higher Education when I was here. It wasn't even the Poly. But as I said, you know, the degree I did, it was a University of Southampton degree, actually. But very lucky that I did media studies when I did, in the sort of mid-late 80s, because a lot of people that were on that course, you know, John Wilson now, who presents Front Row on Radio 4, Katie Taylor, who's now very big in BBC TV, was a year below me. A friend of mine that's now working for the Olympic Broadcast Corporation in Madrid. He worked in BBC Sport for years. Nick Pallett, who presents on BBC Wales, political journalists in BBC Wales. So quite a lot of people that came through Bournemouth way back then went on to get, you know, quite significant jobs.
Yeah.
It's nice to know it's got a good reputation then.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got a lot better reputation now than when I was here, I think it's fair to say. I'm not saying it didn't have a good reputation then, but it was, you know, media studies was a pretty small thing then. It was three or four places around the country that did it. Mm. And obviously now, you know, every university, or not every, but, you know, a lot of universities do it. I wish I could have stayed a bit longer. It's made me feel really old. loads of sort of memories kind of come flooding back. Yeah, just, yeah.
Any good memories you could share?
Oh, I had a ball here. There's not, you know, I fully embraced student life, shall we say.
I think that's the way you've got to do it.
I went in. No, I, you know, like I said, I worked really hard the last 6 months in the, you know, towards my finals, but I had a ball.
So you've been kind of working with Radio 1 for a while now, and I'm kind of curious how you stay on the cutting edge. Because I'm getting to 21 now, and I'm already kind of settling into front row. And,
yeah, yeah, it's hard. I mean, having moved into management, senior management over the last 3 years, I spend a lot of time in meetings. So I'm not as on the cutting edge as I used to be in musical terms. But I still do listen to a lot of our specialist shows, and they keep me informed, you know. And I probably know a lot more than a lot of 48-year-old men in terms of what's happening. So, you know, I'm always going to Zane or Hugh or Jam or Target going, what was that record you played? I need a copy of that, you know. So I've got a 14-year-old son now who's really interested in music. So he's a really good barometer, actually, of, you know, I mean, it's partly my fault, but when he was sort of 10, 11, he was listening to pretty awful rappers, so I kind of, you know, gave him Eminem albums and Jay-Z albums. So if you're going to listen to hip-hop, listen to the proper stuff. That's why I got into this business in the first place. I mean, when I was doing the media course here, I spent most of my time in Bournemouth playing in a band, you know, so music's been a very big part of my life. And I've been really lucky that I managed to get a job working with music. And it's still exciting. And I said, you know, the UK is incredible, the amount of music that we produce, you know, just... You know, the fact, well, I've been thoroughly amused by the kind of the way America has embraced dance music, or, you know, EDM, God forbid, over the last couple of years. You know, because we took it from them. We took it from US Garage, and we've just sold it back to them, like the Rolling Stones did with the blues. Exactly. It's the same kind of stuff, you know. Mm. So.
Is there like a hidden gem in the specialist music programming that people should be listening to?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are. I mean, I would urge people to go and listen to some of the One Extra Specialist stuff at 10 o'clock. I mean, we just brought through a girl called Cyan Anderson, who plays kind of multi-genre stuff. She's playing some really interesting things. Monkey on One Extra. I'm a big fan of... I mean, I think I'm really pleased with the residency. You know, the fact that we've got Flying Lotus, Kate Renarda, Solomon, George Fitzgerald, you know, those kind of people coming through. So there's a lot of great stuff, you know. Annie Nightingale, still, you know, however old she is, still pretty cutting edge with the music she's playing, you know. And I think Annie's had a really great start on the Zane slot this week. Big boots to fill, but she hasn't tried to be Zane Lowe. She's being Annie Mac, and she comes from an indie background. You know, a lot of sort of younger people, I think, don't realise that she was an indie kid, really. So. Mm. So there's a lot of good stuff on both networks. I'm obviously a big fan of Rodigan. I brought Rodigan from Kiss. Essential Sunday night listening for me. Rock show, Danny Picata's rock show. Mm. Really pleased with that, you know. I mean, we do have a really broad spectrum of music, and Specialist is very important to both networks, what makes us distinctive. And I think the thing that we talked about, the fact that Radio 1 plays approximately nearly 3,500 unique records over a month.
I think what makes it great to listen to Radio 1 in those shows, and me and my housemates at home were talking about this the other day, we had Cyan Anderson on, and it's the same with like Rodigan or Annie Mac, stuff like that. It's just hearing like the presenter's passion come through, just literally, because Cyan Anderson, she has a lot of energy, which I just love listening to shows like that. And I think that really like just picks the show up itself and mm-hmm. just gives it to you. And obviously I now start listening for her and the music together, because mm-hmm. without her then the music just wouldn't
yeah well that's
work.
That's the, you know, that's why John Peel was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, John Peel, he was great to listen to, and I used to love all the mistakes John used to make, you know, when he'd play the records at the wrong speed and all that kind of stuff. You know, he brought his personality talking about Liverpool, and you know, and that's what great presenters do. You know, Pete Tong again is someone that you know, he's got the most amazing voice, Tongy, and he's still thoroughly passionate about the music he plays. You know,
would you have any advice for the new generation? I mean, you have two young station managers sitting in the room with you. What would you?
I think student radio is hugely important. You know, in terms of not only for presenters but in the training ground for the industry. As I said, I think you need to be tenacious, not take no for an answer. You are going to get knockbacks. Part of the, you know, it's getting in any way you can, be it in commercial radio or BBC, or, you know. And I think part of the battle is getting your foot through the door, making yourself indispensable, and then exploring, you know, and building up your own USP on your own, that we've seen that the YouTubers have done. And some people have done through podcasts and that kind of thing, because the technology now is so good, and it's relatively inexpensive, you know, to be able to broadcast yourself now. So yeah, it's not giving up, it's sticking to your guns, and it's around finding that US. I think particularly for presenter, it's around finding a USP. When I've judged student radio in the past, I've heard kind of, you know, seven poor imitations of Chris Moyles, or seven whispery presenters that want to be Giles Peterson. Like, it's like, be yourself. You know, that's the crucial thing for a presenter, is being yourself.
Did you ever think all them years ago when you studied media that it would blow up like this at the time, honestly?
No, probably not. if I'm brutally honest, I wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah.
I was in a band. We were all right, but...
What was the name of that? I'm really curious.
We were called The Looking Glass. Oh no, we were Through the Looking Glass, then we became The Looking Glass, and then we turned into Writing Degree Zero, which was the most pretentious 80s name, based on a French philosopher called Roland Barthes.
Oh, great.
Yes, so it was the most pretentious kind of mid-80s band name. Well, we played here quite a bit. We used to play in the main hall here.
Was it a toss-up between that and, like, Camera Lucida?
It was Splendid Isolation was possible.
Oh, really?
As well. It was that, it was, you know, it was The Teardrop Explodes, it was Echo and the Bunnymen, it was that sort of period. Although the Smiths, obviously, you know, were huge at the time. But yeah. But no, I've loved it coming back. It just made me feel so old.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
It's been happy to have you.
That was Ollie talking to Rhys Hughes yesterday afternoon.
Yes, I was.
Fascinating stuff.
Absolutely.
I wish I could hear the band he was in.
Me too. From what I hear, it was basically Echo and the Bunnymen, but like with Bournemouth accents, Dorset accents.
Bournemouth accents. At 3 o'clock, guys, we have Tom Gherkin coming in to talk to us about his 26 hour, 26 minute and 51 second left of gaming.
They appear to have just started a new game called The Dark Castle, I think it was called.
And they're going for easy on the difficulty level.
Nah, come on, lads. We can do better than that.
Dark Castle. Not the Dark Tower.
Not the Dark Tower, no.
The in the dark listening experience.
Radio joke there. After that, we've got us drawing our own faces for Red Nose Day.
Well, no, on our own faces.
On our own faces for Red Nose Day. We've also
but
got
not
some,
our actual faces.
No, pictures of our faces.
Yeah.
We've also got some crazy jingles coming up. We've got loads coming up. But first of all, this is Space Oddity by David Bowie.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6, commencing countdown, engines on, 3, 2, check ignition, 1, and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Burst. Boing. Burst. Burst. That was one of our greatest achievements. The time.
What?
The
time Space Odyssey.
No. Yeah. The jingle.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a great jingle.
Yeah.
It's a great jingle. You may have heard a new laugh in that laugh, and that laugh belonged to Tom Gherkin.
Hello.
Hello. He has joined us from the gallery.
Yeah.
Into the studio.
Yeah.
big move.
The big move.
The big move, as they call it.
Tom, how are you?
I'm great. I love you taking credit for Space Odyssey there. That's fantastic. Do you do that after every song? Just you play anything?
Yeah, usually.
That was Lay Me Down by, of course, Me.
By Me, yeah.
Yeah, usually if they're less well known, we sort of go, yeah. That was one of mine.
That was one of my classics. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you got to hustle. In this life.
In this industry.
You got to hustle.
Guys, only one way forward, man. And that's by claiming famous works to be your own.
Tom, could you just explain what's going on here?
What brings me here? Of course. My name's Tom, as I've always said, and I am here raising money for Comic Relief. Red Nose Day. It is today, is it not? Is it today?
It is.
It is. Good.
It is.
That's phew.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That could have gone badly. So I'm here for Red Nose Day. I used to be at this university a couple of years ago, station manager. I'm here now, kind of just returning back where I'm from, you know, back to my roots, trying to make some money for charity. That's the idea. And to do that, I'm taking on, with a friend, Tom Begley there, 27 hours of terrible video games.
Jeez. That's a lot of hours.
Now, think of the worst video games.
I feel like I might be watching it now.
Well, this is Dark Castle. Oh, he's managed to go down the stairs. Good. He spent 10 minutes trying to work that bit out. we're currently playing Dark Castle on Sega Mega Drive. You can watch so easily just by going to twitch.tv/Pigeon. Admittedly, that doesn't translate too well. It's PIJJIN, and you'll be able to donate through there as well. So all the money goes to Red Nose Day Comic Relief, and of course through Comic Relief they then send it to smaller charities. Comic Relief really just takes all the money and divvies it up, so that'll go to Mind in Croydon, it might go to ODAT in Oval. There's just two London-based charities. Julia's House I know gets some from there as well, which is based here in sunny Bournemouth. So lovely, you know, there's a whole bunch of charities.
Lovely stuff. We've been watching.
Oh.
We've had it on the screen for the last 20 minutes, and I tell you, Tom over there has not been able to take his eyes off it.
I mean, we were playing Back to the Future just a moment ago.
Yeah, that was good.
Every game gets half an hour, of course, is the idea.
So how many games is that then?
Well work it out, Michael.
I can't. That's the thing.
Double 27, mate.
54.
Double the number. I mean,
54.
No, you're not doing a maths degree here.
No.
it's 50 video games plus a few extras, and the caveat that we've always got a couple of backups just to really stretch things out. And there'll be a few extra surprises in there as well. It's not just video games. If you want to know what it is, you're just going to have to watch the full 27 hours, and why would you?
Why have you chosen to do 27 hours rather than the traditional 24?
Well, Mark Watson has been doing this 24-hour comedy show every year at the Edinburgh Fringe. He used to do that. He doesn't do it so much anymore. Now he does, for Comic Relief, this 24-hour show. This year, he did 27 hours.
Mm.
Why?
Upped the ante.
No idea. But he wanted everyone who did something on his team, as twere, to also do 27 hours. So as opposed to everyone who was just saying, oh, well, I'm going to play football for 27. You know, I'm going to watch a good television show I like for 27 hours. I'm going to sleep for 27. I was like, no.
I'm going to do my usual daily routine
exactly.
for 27 hours. Yes.
This is not really very very good, I think. So I was like, no, I'm going to do something utterly terrible that's going to make me sad to do. But hopefully through making myself miserable, it will make someone else less miserable. And you can make that happen by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/TomTom and donate. We're already at £300, and if we can get to 750 at the end of this 27 hours, it will be fantastic.
That would be amazing stuff. You're already, what is it now, 45 minutes in.
Yes.
How have the first 45 minutes been?
Horrible. They've been horrible.
Oh,
Back to the Future is the worst game I've ever played.
You have got a horrible 26 hours, 16 seconds and 35 seconds.
I have.
To go.
To go.
There's no two ways about it.
Are there any big names in the other games?
Yes, there's one called Superman on the N64.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is
widely regarded as one of the worst. That will be right to the end.
Have you got the E.T. game that was famously buried in a desert?
We have the video games so bad that they were forced to bury the remaining copies in a landfill. That literally happened. We have got that one, but that will be way down the road. You're not going to see that one for another 26 hours, I would warrant. So that'll possibly be the last one. We don't know.
Save the worst till last. Tom, you've come back to your old stomping ground.
In many ways, you
were here in 2013.
I was, yeah.
How does it feel to come back?
It's interesting. It's very, everything's, you know, just so different, yet exactly the same. I could do more lyrics from As Told by Ginger if you want, or no? Okay. It's weird. The studios are all quite different. but very similar. I mean, I guess you've just sort of spent all the money on getting some new stuff, really. It just looks a bit nicer and a bit cleaner. You've always got new cleaners at the uni. Alan and Joe are still here, which is nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. I'm guessing Hugh Chignall, is he still around?
Oh yeah. Yes.
We've spotted him skulking around today.
He loves it, doesn't he, Hugh? Yeah. He loves classic. Classic Chiggers. So, you know, there's a lot. There's I like being back here. I like being in Bournemouth. It's a lovely town and I do like it a lot. And it's way better than London, lads. London's rubbish. So don't
yeah. Is that where you are now then?
I won't diss my current uni, UEL. That's nice, but the city, massive metropolitan area. It's very...
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's hard. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. Is that what you're saying?
It's hard to breathe. The air's very quilty.
Wow. So quilt? I'm not sure I know what that means.
It means of or pertaining to a quilt.
Yeah, all right. This guy knows it. Come on, Michael. Get it together.
I'm going to London tomorrow, so I'm going to test that out.
What are you doing in London?
Test the theory. I come from London myself.
Oh, you come from London?
Going home to watch my beloved Crystal Palace.
Oh, well, hang on. Wait a minute. What's your ends?
What's my ends?
What's your ends, bro?
Sort of southeast man.
Wagwanin. Oh, lingo.
Yeah. I don't know what any
of this means. I'm based in Croydon.
Crystal Palace.
Which is Crystal Palace.
Which is my football team.
This is your football team?
I'm from Beckenham. Do you know Beckenham?
From Beckenham, yeah, of course. Yeah, I've been through there on the bus a couple of times. Really, it's the kind of place you just want to get away from. Crystal Palace, fair enough.
Well, you won't take me anywhere. Bournemouth, yeah, fine. Just anywhere.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. Well, this is good. Tom, where are you from? I don't know. Where are you from moment.
Yeah. I'm from near Manchester. North Cheshire.
No, is it? Well, you even said, is it?
It is.
Is it though?
Yes, it is.
All right, don't vex me, yeah? Don't vex me. Right, I will kiss my teeth at you, mate. Yeah, okay, good.
Kissing teeth, I remember doing that when I was about 12.
Did you really? Yeah, when you was a little kid?
I used to kiss my teeth. You don't know what kissing your teeth is? That's it.
Right.
It's that. It's like...
Good.
I was kissing my teeth.
Didn't have that in Manchester.
You didn't have that in Manchester?
Oh, that is disrespect, man. Kissing your teeth is disrespect.
Yeah, I'll
that
kiss is, my teeth at you, man.
That is disrespect, bruv.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't even.
Right, we have been on a giant tangent here.
The best
tangent.
Kind.
Tom, let's bring it back to you.
Okay, please.
So you've got 26 hours left.
I have, yeah.
People can watch it on www.twitch.tv/pidgin.
PIJJIN.
And
Papa India. Juliet India November. Does that sound right?
Yeah, like
I think
I'll
so.
Go with that.
Good.
Someone did that on the phone to me the other day. They went, "Sorry, is that Sierra?" And I went,
"Yeah, it's terrifying."
Oh, yeah, I just went, "What?" And that, it's very confusing.
No, it's S.
Yeah, but no, that's I thought. No, you meant
that's it's a S. Word, not a letter.
Yeah, know, you've got confusing.
Oh.
Yeah, 26 hours left, and it will be absolutely crazy, and we're just gonna go for as long as we humanly can. We've got lots of water, lots of juice, so don't worry about that. But if you do want to join
in, thank goodness,
you can join. Well, I know.
I was just starting to worry.
You were sweating. I could see you were going, oh, gee, I hope he's got his juice in. Oh, God. We have, so don't worry about that. And loads of sweets, so we'll live. I'm confident that we'll live. We might get Domino's at like 2 a.m. We'll see how that goes.
I fully expect
other
you to do that.
Pizza brands available, of course.
Of course they are. Yeah. We're not.
Why not? That.
It's all in aid of Red Nose Day.
It is.
So people can log onto there.
Yes.
Donate.
Have a lovely time. I mean, you know, if you're enjoying our suffering, why not donate a little bit of money? And or just, you know, watch it on the telly tonight and donate it there, or keep listening to you guys now and donate it. You don't even have to go on our website, just go on rednoseday.com and donate. You don't have to donate to us, just donate to Red Nose Day. That's what it's all about, really.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you for joining us.
No worries.
All the best with your project. Hopefully you will still be alive tomorrow at this time.
One hopes, yeah. One hopes. Coast.
Lovely. Thank you very much. See you later.
Thank you very much, thanks, guys.
All right. This is The Cutter by Echo and the Bunnymen. We'll be right back.
still recoil when the skin is lost? Am I the worthy cause? Will I still be soiled when the dirt is off?
Cutter by Echo and the Bunny Man. You're listening to The Giving Exchange, and we now go over to our live jingle maker.
Approaching level 15 of burst.co.uk. Shields ready. Fantastic.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, that's all right.
Round of applause for Tom there.
I was filling a brief there that we were given by the other Tom, the Tom that's just left.
Tom Gherkin tasked Tom with creating a jingle. What was it?
Kind of video gamey.
Oh, video. I thought it was... Didn't he say a football one as well?
Yeah, he kept changing his mind.
He kept changing his mind, didn't he?
That was decided upon him within 15 seconds.
The other one he decided was award-winning.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be winning any awards, man.
Burst.
Make it award-winning. Okay, we're now going to have some Jacksons, and after that, we're going to come back to...
The indescribable segment.
Where we're drawing faces.
On things.
Blame it on the boogie.
This magic music Moonlight, yeah. Good times, mm. Boogie.
You just got the
sunshine,
yeah.
Moonlight, good times,
good times.
Boogie.
Don't you blame it,
sunshine.
You just got the
moonlight.
You just want the
good times,
yeah. Oh, blaming on yourself,
sunshine.
Ain't nobody's fault, but you.
Blame it on the boogie.
You can get away with anything using that excuse, can't you?
Wasn't me.
Sorry. I'm sorry I didn't come into work for the last month. It was the boogie. Oh, well, you're
sorry,
not
mate.
To blame then.
What does that mean? What is the what do you mean blame on the boogie? Who is that?
Oh, I just Michael Jackson.
Well, you didn't come into work because
you
might it
can't,
work.
Can't get
work.
Away with it, can
doesn't
you?
Work. Doesn't work. Although we thought it would. That was Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons. Tom, we are now in the studio and we're ready to do our weird feature about drawing on our faces.
Not our faces. Well, no. Our faces, but not our faces.
And everyone's looking forward to it. We've got Ollie over there. Ollie, shout hello.
Hello.
We've got Lindsay over there. Shout hello.
Hey.
We've got Tom over there.
Mm.
You're not really involved. Well, you aren't.
Well, I'm on the music.
Actually, yeah, you're going to do some music stuff, aren't you? We've got Eve over there. Shout hello. She's going to be doing some social media. We've got Alan supporting as well. Do you want to shout out?
Hello.
There we go. We've got a full studio
full house. It's full house.
People, and we're going to draw on our faces for Red Nose Day. Tom, start the bed. There we go. That's the bed. The bed has now started, as has the feature. So Tom and Lindsay are now standing in front of a board.
That's Ollie.
That's Ollie. That's sorry. Ollie and Lindsay are standing in front of a board with four pictures of us on there. So there's one of me, there's one of Tom, there's one of Lindsay, there's one of Ollie. And for Red Nose Day, we're going to draw on them and change our face. Ollie, start drawing. Ollie is now drawing on Lindsay's face. Not her actual face, it's actually the photo. Tom, how's your bed going?
You tell me.
Well, it's a good bed. It's a good bed. I can't see what he's doing because he's blocking it, but I mean, oh, he's drawn a monobrow. Is it a hat? What is that? Oh, he's drawn a hat. Yeah, he's drawn a little cowboy hat on Lindsay. It looks good. Lindsay, you should wear that look more. This is all being... Oh, Ollie, you can't do that. This is all being filmed in aid of Let's Film It For Fun. And that this video is going to appear somewhere later on. Hopefully you can see it. Oh, look, Tom, the bed's changing. Yeah, I like it. What's that?
Well, don't you know, interrupt me, because then I'll forget where I am.
Ollie's still going with his drawing over Lindsay. Ollie, what are you actually drawing there? Charlie Chaplin. He's turning Lindsay into Charlie Chaplin. And I, for one, think it looks great. I think that is a look that Lindsay should adopt from now and forevermore, the Charlie Chaplin look. Is that a walking stick, Ollie? Oh, he's got a cane, okay. There we go. Lindsay's now been transformed into Charlie Chaplin in aid of Red Nose Day. What's going on there? Right, Lindsay's now gonna take over. She's gonna be drawing on Tom's face. What is she drawing? She started off with a pair of comical spectacles. And from there, I think she's going for a hat.
This is a particular picture of Tom that looks like a Rembrandt painting.
This is Tom back when he resembled a Rembrandt painting. But after this, I don't think he'll look like a Rembrandt painting, because last time I checked, they didn't have, you know, comedy glasses, freckles. I think you've got some freckles there, Tom. She's giving you a funny hat.
She's a much more excellent drawer than I am.
Yeah, it looks a lot more sort of sweet and nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've even got a necklace,
got a crown.
Tom. You've got a necklace and a crown.
Oh, you're the queen. You are the queen of England.
Lindsay's turned Tom into the queen of England.
That's good, that.
Elizabeth II.
Right, Ollie, you're up next.
All right.
I think you're drawing on me.
All right, what kind of music does this one want?
Don't know, Tom, it's up to you. You're the bed maker. Okay.
Use the devil's chords.
Oh, we've gone a bit more sort of techno. So Ollie has now started drawing on my face. a picture of my face, I hasten to add, and I can't see what he's doing, but it looks, you know, I'm worried.
There's your devil's cord. Your augmented fourth.
Thank you. Oh, he's gone. He's actually drawn me as a devil as well. Look, little red marker. I've got a nice little goatee going on there. He's giving me some horns. A little moustache. I wish I did have a moustache like that. That's good. That's really good stuff. He is now drawing in my hair. And he's giving me a sort of staff, sort of evil, sort of fork from hell. The devil. I have become the devil. A little pentagram tattoo. What's that on my left shoulder?
It's a trident.
No, it's a tail coming up from behind me. So I've now been transformed into a devil, and to complete the four, Lindsay, would you now start drawing on a little picture of Ollie there?
But what music does this one want?
Whatever.
Should we get vocode?
Yeah, vocode this one. You can you give us some commentary?
What? Commentary through the vocoder?
Yeah. Okay. Over to you.
Well, I can't actually see what she's doing at the moment, so if you describe it to me and then I'll describe that from what you told me.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. I cannot see what she's doing at the moment. She has drawn.
It appears to be a cat. She's drawing an Ollie. He's kind of got whiskers, but he's also got a little goatee. And kind of mousy ears. and a bow. It's a bit Minnie Mouse-esque. Yeah, it's very nice.
Lindsay, what is that? Is it a cat? Lindsay there.
Lindsay does not know.
Doesn't know.
Doesn't know what it is. But as Salvador Dali once said, I don't have to understand my pictures for them to have meaning. I'm paraphrasing there, but you know, he said something along those lines.
So there we go. That brings to an end the indescribable feature where we draw on our faces for Red Nose Day, all in aid of charity and fun. We've changed our face, and you can see the fruits of our labours on sort of Twitter and Facebook and the website later on. Hope you enjoyed that as much as we did.
Yep.
Yeah. Hi there, Station Master. One return ticket to Burst, please.
That'll be £3. All aboard the radio train.
Next stop, radio.
You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle, too. The horn do the thing, do y'all.
I'm just fine. I won't leave this to chance because I want to make you dance and sing along with me until I die. No, I won't leave this to chance because I want to make you dance and sing along with me until I die. Wow, I'm happy for a reason. That reason's just the thing that gets me through. Wow, through ever changing seasons, that reason is that I belong with you. I've got my guitar and I've got on my car, so I'm just fine. I won't leave this to chance because I want to make you dance and sing along with me until I die. Wow, I'm happy for a reason. That reason's just the thing that gets me through. And wow, through ever-changing seasons, that reason is that I, that reason is that I, that reason is that I belong with you.
Oh, look. Who's that? It's Comedy Mouse.
I think he's trying to tell us something.
What's he saying?
Listen to Burst.
Wise words from the Comedy Mouse there. We just heard Happy For A Reason by Krista Green. And Ollie, what did we hear before that?
I've completely forgotten. Express yourself.
Yeah.
Express yourself.
Yeah.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Express yourself.
No, it's not on.
Oh, the cork. Oh, well. Nice, the cork. We're coming to the end of the giving exchange, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
The lads playing the games are still going on in the other room.
25 hours, 49 minutes, and 30
something seconds.
Tom,
30.
Seconds to go.
They're now playing a basketball game, which looks quite fun, I have to say.
No, yeah, the basketball game looks fun. I'm sure it's terrible to control and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But still.
Are they playing it on a computer or on a...
Yeah, no, I think they're using an emulator to take it all in and spit it all out.
Spin it all out. Remember, you can go on and watch that at twitch.tv/pigeon.
And you can have Burst live in the background. Oh, so you're just watching images and pictures.
Do I would advise
both
that.
Of those things.
Comedy Mouse would advise it as well.
Comedy Mouse would love
knows
that.
Knows what's what. Says that is the thing to do. All that is left to do now is to throw forward towards some great stuff coming up on Burst. Namely, Music Monday.
Music Monday.
Which is back on Monday.
The first one was fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Loved it. We had Frequency 101 stomping around, just showing who's boss.
Showing us up.
Who was boss?
Me, I believe. Oh. But also,
oh, yeah, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Technically.
And after that, we had...
I put my hand up first.
We had some lads who played some music about games.
That was
good stuff. We had us doing a show about colours, and then Ollie, Big O, came in.
Big O.
Actually, you know,
I wasn't there.
You weren't there, but Big O came in.
Mm. Hey, no, he was there. He introduced him.
I left the studio after that. Pretty swiftly after that.
Yeah.
You know, it was Big O and his spiritual advisor and accountant, Dav.
Oh, is he his accountant?
Yeah, as well as
that.
Yeah,
he's his accountant. But we've got more Music Monday coming up, which starts at 2 p.m. this Monday. Mm-hmm. The Frequency 101 lads will not be there, but I'll be hosting the Burst Playlist show.
Excellent.
And playing out some interviews from some great bands.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a gig review, because I'm going to a gig tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Review that to Killer King. After that, we've got our own Lindsay's going to be doing a little music show.
Mm-hmm.
I pointed behind me, but I wasn't quite sure.
There are two ways behind you. You have two shoulders.
I went the wrong way.
Oh.
Lindsay is to my left.
Rookie error.
Stage right. Not sure. Not sure. After that, we'll have me and Tom are doing a show based on space. Are we not, Tom?
Yep. Based on space.
Based on space. Which
I'm assuming Gagarin or
well, this is
perhaps
it.
Go will make it into the list.
Perhaps. Mm. I mean, we had David Bowie, Space Oddity today. We had Gagarin. We got some. Expect some other surprises.
Can I make a request for that show?
No.
Depends what it is.
Up next.
I was going to just suggest Star Trekking across the universe.
What's that?
We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill.
Tom, do you know what that is?
Hmm?
Do you know what that is?
I've never heard that.
Star Trekking across the universe.
I'm sure if we source it, we can play that, Ollie.
Thank you.
Will Big O be coming in is the question.
Big O will be coming in. With his spiritual advisor, Dav. I've heard that...
And accountant, don't forget that.
His accountant, of course. His sensei, his guru. I have heard, though, that a member of... Because Big O is an entrepreneur. He runs the Big O family-friendly funk hour, but he also runs Big O's Blues Bar and Grill.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he does.
I've heard a waitress left recently.
Oh, right.
And I'm not sure how he's feeling about it, but he seems a little cut up about it. So I guess we'll see how that pans out on Monday.
We'll find out on Monday.
Does that mean there's a job opening?
Possibly.
Right, okay.
Tom?
Are you looking for work?
You interested?
Well, you know, I might send in my CV.
That's good.
What's the pay?
Minimal.
Okay.
You get to listen to a bunch of good bands, though.
What are the hours?
Terrible.
Right.
Minimal pay, terrible hours.
I'll tell you what,
I probably won't.
Right. This long and rambling chat has gone on for far too long. This is The Ghost of Beverly Drive by Death Cab for Cutie, which is on our Burst playlist. More of that on Monday. We'll be right back.
but not be taught. And I wanna sell, but not be bought. So let us not be lonesome. So let us not be lonesome. Lost in between our needs and wants.
Ghosts of Beverly Drive, followed by a very, very, very strange jingle involving a duck.
Every time you play that jingle, I just burst into laughter.
I don't
can't
get that
begin
one.
A link.
I don't get that one at all.
What? You did it.
You did it.
What the hell is that? That's a very strange jingle. Now, the time is now 20 to 4, and we are going to leave you, listeners. We are,
but not without a song.
Not without a song.
We can't possibly leave our listeners without a song.
We cannot possibly do that. But before we do that, Ollie, I just want to say thank you to you, Ollie.
Thank you, thank Oliver you Morris.
Thank you to Tom.
Sorry. Harrison.
Harrison, who's busy working on his song. Thank you to Eve, doing the social media.
Mm-hmm.
Give
thank
us a
you.
Cheer. Give us a cheer. Yay! Enthusiastic. Lindsay. Thank you to Lindsay. Don't know where she is, but she's here with our. She's in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Alan, thank you very much. The lads in there, thank you very much, everyone. Tom, you've been tasked with coming up with a jingle to end us, end the show on.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple of requests.
Oh.
So, like a couple of them. Like for example, we'd like you to include a little bit of everything mm-hmm. in your song. I mean, of course, you'll have pre-prepared some lyrics already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good. And also... we want to do some three-part harmony in it, so if you could give us a cue in for that.
Yeah.
So, and it's time to say or yeah, something
okay,
like that.
You ready?
Okay, is that going to be good?
We have the floor over.
Is it going to be good?
Is that
your question?
I mean, the dogmatic rules we've set, are those going to be followable? Okay.
Okay, here it is.
Let's find out.
Just switch to vocoder.
Burst.
How was that?
I
thought it was going to involve. No,
yeah, but I musically summed it all up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, far out.
Okay. Tom, good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We're going to say listeners goodbye.
Goodbye
from us.
See you later. Goodbye.